The new facility includes 12,000 square feet of cold storage space, which could house the entire previous food bank facility that was located on Clover House Road. The new building, which is located behind the Nettleton School's administration building, is made possible through a $10 million grant from the Donald W. Reynolds Foundation. Executive Director Christy Jordan.
We've laughed many times about how many times you could fit our old facility into this new wonderful building. And trust me, we are enjoying this building very, very much. But I'm reminded every day of the reason that we exist, and it's to serve others. Each week in Northeast Arkansas, over 5,000 people will visit a food pantry, soup kitchen, or shelter because they can't provide for their family. This building, while it's nice and it's shiny and we love it, more importantly, it will allow us to accept more food and serve more people.
At yesterday's dedication ceremony, Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe stated the new facility will help the state fight food insecurity. According to Beebe, Arkansas was 50th in the nation 2 years ago in its rank of food insecurity. Arkansas has worked hard to make major progress in that category, according to the governor.
You'll be pleased to know that we passed 6 states last year, and this year we passed 3 more. And so we've gone from 50th to 41st in food insecurity for children. Now, 41st is a bad statistic. Anybody that's happy with 41st, you got a problem. But to go from 50th to 41st in 2 years probably matches anybody's progress in America and tells you what Arkansas can do when she sets her mind to it, when she and her people decide it can be done. And this is a further example. Now, this is a building. But it's a building with people in it, dedicated professional people who care about their mission and who tug at all of our heartstrings from time to time to gather the materials, to gather the foodstuffs, and then to ensure the distribution of those foodstuffs to the people truly in need.
In 2009, the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas launched a capital campaign titled Building Hope, Feeding the Hungry. That raised over $1.5 million to demonstrate community support to the Donald W. Reynolds Foundation. The foundation approved the grant in 2010 for the construction of the building, maintenance, and equipping the building. Keith Hennick is on the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas's board of directors.
Well, you know, they came in and paid for 100% of this building. And the money that we raised actually goes into an endowment to help maintain the building. So for them to be able to come in and pay for everything and then set up the means for us to take care of it, so that's not going to be a burden on finances to buy food for the needy, is just unbelievable.
Ann Hennick tells how the Donald W. Reynolds grant is allowing the food bank to help its partner agencies and pantries.
Well, we have 90 plus agencies throughout Northeast Arkansas that we serve. Not only is the Reynolds Foundation giving us money to build this facility, but they've also been giving us grants to help us expand our agencies, buying them trailers, freezers, refrigerators, cold blankets, you know, the means to be able to take the food that we're going to get, bring it to them so then they can handle it and get it out into Northeast Arkansas. They've actually enabled us to develop the whole logistical trail to the end user.
In 2012, the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas distributed 4 million pounds of food through the partner agencies and programs in 12 counties in Northeast Arkansas. Executive Director Christy Jordan says this facility will allow for distribution of at least 8 million pounds of food annually.